Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our expert, Al, is Mr. Elliot Shore Park.
And he is brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
All right, Elliot, how are you today?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Here we go, Elliot. I need you to identify the biggest public enemy this morning.
Yeah.
Is it Sirianni? Is it Hertz? Is it Rager? Or is it Howie?
Yeah, so during the game, watching it, I thought it was Jalen Hurts. The interceptions just were inexplicable. To make the decisions he made, to play that poorly, to turn it over that much, I thought it was Jalen Hurts. But after the game, Nick Sirianni said something to me that pushed him ahead of Jalen Hurts. When he talked about how he wanted to get Devontae Smith the ball, but the defense was doing something to prevent it, I thought that was a sign that he shifted back to the philosophy and the coaching style that he had earlier in the year. These last few weeks, he was running the ball no matter who they were facing, right? Yep. He was being the aggressor. He was the one dictating the pace. You can't tell me against that Giants defense, you're reacting to what they're doing. They're a bad defense. I think they were like 24th or 25th in the
26.
League in points going into that. Yeah, 26. And to have – it's his responsibility, and Jalen Hurts carries this as well. But it's his responsibility as a coach to make sure Devontae Smith gets more than 4 targets and that Goddard's more involved.
Right.
So ultimately, I think Hurts was bad, but I would put Sirianni ahead of him.
Elliot, in what logical world would you dial up Jalen Rager for the 2 potential game-winning throws, knowing his past here over the past 2 years? Is it logical to you that he would be the go-to guy in that circumstance?
No, it's not. And look, I know what Sirianni said, and yeah, he can't call that play. It does look on the final play like Devontae Smith might have been open and Jalen Hurts missed him, at least initially. But this is where also, yes, that's play calling, and I think Rager clearly deserves blame for dropping those passes. Those were some of the worst passes I've seen covering the team. But where I would say, too, though, it's Howie Roseman's fault that he's been so poor at evaluating these receivers that outside of Devontae, they have literally nothing, right? I mean, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside's been making big catches. That's how what they've had to do because of how poor Rager is playing. So, yes, you can't call plays for Rager there. I agree. They should have gone to Smith. But it falls on Howie, too, that this is the personnel they're dealing with at the receiver position in such big moments.
Elliot, here's how bad it is with Rager. The Giants designed a kickoff plan which made them not kick through the end zone because they knew Rager couldn't get to the 25-yard line. So my question to you is, at what point do the Eagles look at Rager and say, you know what, he's a bust, he stinks, give it up? Are they?
Yeah.
How long do we have to endure this, Elliot?
Well, if you remember in 2016 when Nelson Aguilar was going through a similar situation, he had that really bad game against Seattle. And they sat him down for a week, right? Now, I don't know if that's something they're going to do with Rager, but I do think it's something that would benefit him and the team. I mean, I think at this point, look, Rager is not the player Aguilar was, which is really saying something. But Aguilar is better than Rager is.
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
But ultimately, I also think this is a situation where it's so apparent so early on, he needs to get out of Philadelphia. Like, it's not going to work here for him. I don't think he's a very good player, so it might not work anywhere. But I think at this point, this offseason, they need to move on from him.
All right. Now, Elliot, we saw a couple of things that really screamed out front office involvement. One was the fact that they were running the ball as effectively as ever when they ran it straight up the middle. Straight. Bang, bang, back. Off guard, off tackle. Stay right in the middle of the field. Great. And then he would deviate from it, and he'd start throwing the ball, and that would sabotage the drive. They have to punt in the other team's territory. So we got the pass-happy stuff still going on, and we got Rager being force-fed to us. How involved is the front office and what we're seeing on the field, the actual coaching of the team?
Yeah. So I don't think they were very involved in yesterday, right? I mean, the Eagles were winning running the ball. Jeffrey Lurie, he's a pass-first owner. That's what he believes in. That's how he hires. But I think that if you look at these last few weeks, clearly he knows his team's best strategy is to win, right? You can say a lot of things about Lurie. I don't think he's dumb, right? We all know, looking at this team, their way to win is running the ball. But here's where I would defend Sirianni just a little bit, right? Like, he has to be able to call passing plays. I understand that they need to run it, and they should have came out running it more than they did. To have a whole series where you didn't run it, that's unacceptable, right? But ultimately, he has to be able to call passing plays as a head coach, and Jalen Hurts has to be able to execute them. Like, I think a perfect example of where they're both the problem is the sequence. I think it was at the beginning of the third quarter. They had a 3rd-and-2 and a 4th-and-2 back to back.
Right?
Oh,
so,
that was awful.
And they didn't run the ball, and they should have. They should have absolutely ran it on
if
third down.
If you need 2 yards, you run it on third down. If you know you're going for it on fourth down, it was inexcusable.
That was the worst moment.
That was the one that got
you're
me.
Right. You're right.
I agree. That was terrible, and that's on Sirianni. But where I would also say is, they should be able to trust the passing game to get 2 yards on two separate, have 2 chances to get 2 yards, right? So you should run it. That's a play where I thought, as Rhea just said, it was one of the most egregious moments where he didn't call a run. But ultimately, this team's problem, too, is they don't have a passing game. Like, we've talked about this for weeks. When they had to do it, would they be able to? And there were moments yesterday where they had to do it and they couldn't do it.
Very true. Last thing, did we just witness the worst loss of the year?
Oh, without question. I mean, without question. You look at some of the losses early in the year, at least those were against good teams. I mean, the Giants are a joke of a team. They're one of the worst teams in the league. To come out like that, to lay that type of game, it was definitely the worst loss of the season.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Shore-Prox. Thank you, Elliot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.